Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, is Nancy Pelosi plotting a plan to get rid of Biden? Also, is the Chinese Communist Party funding the Biden campaign? New evidence from a member of Congress is shocking the political world. And finally, why is Gavin Newsom saying that you have to wear your mask in between bites? What does that even mean? That and so much more in a hard-hitting, fast-paced episode of The Charlie Kirk Show, made possible by those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. If you guys become a monthly supporter of The Charlie Kirk Show, you get inside access. Every month we do a supporter call for those of you that support us. If you want to reach millions of young people, go to charliekirk.com/support to help get this podcast in front of more young people. Covers our costs of promotion, production, staff costs. charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider, hit subscribe and hit a 5-star review. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Make sure to also download and listen to our episode with Leo Terrell. You do not want to miss that episode. Action-packed episode in store, everybody. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Look, here's the thing about home security companies. Most trap you with very high prices, tricky contracts, and lousy customer support, the worst. So while there's a lot of options out there, there's only one no-brainer to keep your family safe from criminals. The thugs are walking the streets, maybe coming after your family. You have to keep your family safe. That's why you need SimpliSafe. Look, crime is up huge percentages in New York and Los Angeles. They're breaking into homes. They're taking people's stuff. That's why you need SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has everything you need to protect your home with none of the drawbacks of traditional home security. It has an arsenal of sensors and cameras to blanket every room, window and door tailored specifically. Look, I like partnering with SimpliSafe because I know it keeps you safe. I use SimpliSafe for all the property that I care about, and you can set it up in under an hour. All this starts at $15 a month. There's no contract, no pushy sales guys, no hidden fees, no fine print. They are in the business of keeping your family and your loved ones safe. So try SimpliSafe today at simplisafe.com/Charlie. You get a free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. There's nothing to lose. That's simplisafe.com/Charlie. Nancy Pelosi calls on the 25th Amendment. I got to admit, when I saw this story, I didn't quite understand it. So I did some thinking and I did some reflecting. We're going to go a level deeper here. First, let's play tape of, in a very bizarre way, Nancy Pelosi calling for the 25th Amendment. Play tape.
Tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow, come here tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment, but not to take attention away from the subject we have now. Okay, here's the thing.
Now, the 25th Amendment, if you don't know what that is a procedure to be able to remove the President of the United States. Whether it is removal of the President of the United States or his death or resignation. So usually the 25th Amendment is most popularly used as a way of succession, of who gets to be made president next. So there are four sections of the 25th Amendment. Section 1, the vice president becomes president after the removal, resignation, or death of the president. Section 2, if the vice president office is vacant, the president nominates a successor. Both chambers of Congress must establish a majority vote to confirm the nomination. Here's a little trivia question, a little trust system going here. Without Googling, when was the last time the 25th Amendment, Section 2, was used in our country? Ready, trivia, go. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Correct. Well, before I say the answer, if you email it to us, freedom@charliekirk.com, on Total Trust System, I'll pick three winners that win the MAGA Doctrine, the first three people that get it right. Total Trust, you guys could Google it, but I trust you. That's right. when Spiro Agnew resigned as Vice President of the United States, the negating nabobs of negativism, and Gerald Ford, who was House Minority Leader, got appointed Vice President. Section 3 establishes protocol if the president is too ill or disabled to serve, but only needs a temporary replacement. In this situation, the president gives a written declaration to Congress. The vice president becomes acting president and remains so until the president writes another declaration to resume office. When was the last time the 25th Amendment Section 3 was used in our country? Jeopardy music. If you get this right and email it to us, freedom@charliekirk.com, we'll give you a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. So last time that was used was when President Reagan was shot, hospitalized, and there was kind of a calamity that happened of who's actually going to take over the government. And hilariously, Al Haig, who was the Secretary of State, came out in front of the entire media and said, "I'm in control here." A complete violation of the succession of power. Let's actually play tape of one of the worst PR disasters in the history of American politics. Play tape.
Who is making the decisions for the government right now? Who's making the decisions?
Constitutionally, gentlemen, you have the president, the vice president, and the secretary of state in that order. And should the president decide he wants to transfer the helm to the vice president, he will do so.
Who makes that decision?
As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the vice president, and in close touch with him. If something came up, I would check with him, of course.
So then, how about Section 4 of the 25th Amendment? Section 4 further explains what happens if the president is unable to give temporary power to the vice president. And here's where it gets interesting. Congress leaders can petition to remove the president from power in cases where he's too ill to write a declaration. I think that's what Nancy Pelosi might be hinting at. Under the House's written declarations, the vice president becomes acting president. The president then has a chance to petition it if he feels he can fulfill the duties of office. Now, again, the 25th Amendment was first used in 1973 when Richard Nixon nominated Gerald Ford as vice president after the resignation of Spiro Agnew. A few months later, it was used again when Nixon resigned and Ford became president. So what exactly is Nancy Pelosi getting at here? And why even ask the question? Well, here's why. Because Pelosi on Wednesday said on The View that Trump's use of steroid dexamethasone to combat the virus may impede his judgment. According to the New York Post, Nancy Pelosi and Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat from Maryland, said in a press release that they will introduce a bill creating a commission to evaluate the presidential mental and physical fitness. The bill would establish a commission on presidential capacity to discharge the powers and duties of the office that would enable Congress to ensure effective and uninterrupted leadership in the highest office of the executive branch of government. So there's three levels I want you to think about this on. Let's go a level deeper. Level one, let's just talk about the face value. Pelosi wants to throw some shade at Trump before the election. It might be the probably most obvious and probably most likely reason. Basically, she's trolling him. Now, if this is the case, since Trump's doctors have cleared him to serve as president, let me be abundantly clear. This is akin to the Speaker of the House plotting a coup. This is the same Nancy Marie Antoinette that at 90 years old was taken for a ride by a hairdresser, but she's telling the president of the United States that he's unfit to serve. Nancy Pelosi is trying to get under the skin of the president. Nancy Pelosi is trying to provoke the president. Nancy Pelosi is trying to bother the president. This is a strategy that Democrats have been trying to use, which is troll the president into a reaction against them. Level two. This also could be Nancy Pelosi's long game in case Trump wins. This could be her justification for trying to remove a sitting president. No more impeachment, because that didn't work. If Trump wins again, why wouldn't Nancy Pelosi try to angle the 25th Amendment to try to remove President Trump? This could be her trying to flex the muscles or stress test the system to see if she can remove Trump if he wins re-election. Number two actually points to a sequence of indicators the Democrats are very uncertain about what's going to happen in November. If the Democrats actually believed that they were going to win the Senate and win the White House, why is it that Joe Biden is going around and refusing to say that he'll pack the courts? In fact, Joe Biden, when asked at an event in Arizona, said, in order to find out if I'm going to pack the courts, you have to elect me. Play tape.
They'll know my opinion of court packing when the election is over. Now, look, I know it's a great question, y'all, and I don't blame you for asking it. But you know, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that. Other than focusing on what's happening now.
Why is Joe Biden now all of a sudden crisscrossing the country? What's changed? Some people will say we're closer to an election. That's probably a good reason, a good answer. But it's not the full picture. I think Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are sharing a concern that the Democrat base is not going to show up in big numbers, that younger voters and minorities are at risk, and therefore they're running towards the middle and camouflaging, hiding, and disguising their deeply held socialistic views. But here's the third level, and it's actually the most fun. What if Nancy Pelosi wants to get rid of Biden? The intended suggestion is to remove Trump. But this move to invoke the 25th Amendment has added benefit, given the far left of the party has a new commission to remove Biden should the need arise. Think about it. Mental acuity, presidential fitness, those commissions that Nancy Pelosi is forming won't go away if Joe Biden wins. They'll be more applicable if Joe Biden wins. Is Nancy Pelosi trying to stage a counter move to remove a Democrat president? Don't put it past her. Nancy Pelosi, her entire life has been about the absolute pathological pursuit of power. If Biden truly alienates the left, I don't mind fracking. I'm a moderate. And the Democrat civil war that we've been talking about and warning about, then maybe this is the long game for Nancy Pelosi. You see, no one knows the inner party tension better than Speaker Pelosi. She's a mob boss. That's who she is. She's a San Francisco mob boss. The only difference between her and Al Capone and Tony Soprano and the Gambino crime family is instead of bullets and laundering money, she collects votes and organizes donors. It's no different. She has to hold on to power by organizing families. In The Godfather, Don Corleone had to organize the five crime families. She has to organize the five major factions of the Democrat Party. The people that worship the earth, the people that love abortions, the people that actually care about skin color, the corporate types, and the blue dog Democrats. The only thing that has kept the party together thus far is their hatred of Donald Trump. That is the only reason why the five crime families of the Democrat Party have not gone to bitter and warfare. All of that goes away if Biden becomes president. It also might make some sense as to why Kamala Harris is their pick, a decision that has confused many, including myself. She delivers no political benefit at all whatsoever. She's not from a swing state. People from California don't like her. The only people that like Kamala Harris are people that she has favor traded for in the donor community, especially in the Silicon Valley tech elites. But she does check enough far-left boxes that she might be there precisely as a compromise pick between the moderates and the far-left should Biden not be able to serve because of dementia. Now, under the pretense and the premise of trying to attack the fitness of Donald Trump, Pelosi and House Democrats now have the perfect structure in place to remove a feeble Biden. Now, mind you, I don't like conspiracy theories. I don't dive into it. But this is a pretty interesting theory to work through. It's not rooted in conspiracy. It's rooted in facts. Nancy Pelosi has always been about building a Democrat machine. She's a machine political figure. Joe Biden, on the other hand, he's barely surviving the primary, let alone the pressure or the stresses of the president. If you ask anyone who has become president, what is harder, running for president or being president? they say being president is infinitely tougher. Because when you're running for president, you get to be an attack dog. You get to complain. When you are president, you have to take responsibility. Nancy Pelosi barely fended off Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the radical wing of the Democrat Party in the House. Maybe Nancy Pelosi is trying to align the bitter attack dogs into place to remove a looming Biden presidency. Nancy Pelosi's continual reference to the 25th Amendment means there's something going on here that we're not being told. I think all of you listening to this program know there's a deeper story happening here that has yet to unfold. I'm just going to make a prediction right here, right now. And I hope that you guys play this tape a couple weeks from now. 2 weeks or 3 weeks from today, America will be at a choke point that we have never seen before. I'm looking at leading indicators. I'm looking at the intensity in people's eyes. I'm looking at the emails that I'm receiving. I'm looking at the language that is being used. America's about to hit a collision before the election that we've never seen before. It is the only logical conclusion that I can give to all of this heated rhetoric. Either Democrats still haven't accepted the results of the 2016 election, or they just might be refusing to accept the pending positive results of the upcoming election. So the question remains this: what is Nancy Pelosi willing to do to hold on to power? And if Joe Biden becomes president and there's a Democrat House, will it be Nancy Pelosi's government or Joe Biden's government? That's the question. Nancy Pelosi has never allowed someone to usurp her. Even when Barack Obama had those short 2 years of her as Speaker of the House, she would always dominate headlines. Famously, she said, we have to pass the bill to find out what's in it, just like we have to elect Joe Biden to find out what he'll do. When you run complex, multi-member systems, you always have to have different plans at your disposal. Nancy Pelosi has never been fond of the Biden machine. But do you know who she has been fond of? Anyone and everyone that has come into power from the San Francisco political machine. Like someone named Kamala Harris. That's who Nancy Pelosi has been fond of. And maybe that's who she wants to become president. Look, there's a serious problem out there. Our first responders and heroes, a lot of you listen to the show, a lot of them, you have relatives of first responders. You have to pay out of your pocket for gear for the job that you're doing. So, for example, if you're a police officer, or if your husband's a police officer, or EMS or medical worker, you have to deal with constrained budgets as it is. They're trying to defund the police, and you have to pay out of your pocket for the gear. Hunting for military or first responder discounts has usually been a total headache. My police officer friends, who are total heroes, they say they can't find the discounts they need. Big general retailers don't care about you and your sacrifices, just as long as you're just adding to the cart button, typical new age corporate America. That's what's amazing about GovX. You see, GovX works directly with brands to negotiate the best prices possible because you deserve the gear you need at the prices you've earned. Plus, you can trust that the gear you're ordering is 100% authentic, direct from the manufacturer. A huge collection of gear and apparel from popular brands, all in one convenient location. So right now, visit GovX.com. Use the promo code Kirk. If you've got a military or first responder background, visit GovX and sign up for our free for instant access to tons of deals and a community that honors your service. GovX.com, promo code Kirk. We're going to talk about a news item that no one else is going to talk about today. What if I told you that the reason that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will not condemn China is because they're benefiting from China? Now, you might have heard about Hunter Biden. You might have heard about Joe Biden and his family's connection to the Chinese Communist Party. But what if I told you that on congressional stationery, the Congress of the United States, Lance Gooden, who is the United States Congressman for Texas's 5th District, alleges in a letter that we have reason to believe that the Chinese Communist Party is funneling money to Joe Biden's campaign through green groups. Lance Gooden is asking the Employment Prevention Agency, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Department of Justice to investigate this foreign election interference. In fact, I want our team to reach out to Lance Gooden to see if we can have him on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast to talk about this. The letter starts from Congressman Wooden. Dear Administrator Wheeler, I respectfully request that the EPA conduct a swift and thorough investigation into foreign influence, financial involvement, and election interference by a number of environmental groups in the U.S., including the Sea Change Foundation, the Sierra Club, and the Sunrise Movement. Based on information recently brought to my attention, I believe there's considerable evidence of foreign interference in our government perpetrated through environmental groups like these taking shelter behind the nonprofit status of donor anonymity. He goes on to say that these 501c4 organizations that operate as environmental groups are getting significant funding from the Chinese Communist Party. He says this: China has a long history of successfully destroying American industries for their own benefit. It's true. We cannot allow China to undermine and threaten our energy industry the way they destroyed our manufacturing industry. The future and national security of Americans are at stake. We must protect our resources. Foreign countries, particularly China and Russia, aim to diminish American energy independence. It behooves them to fund organizations who work to stifle domestic energy progress. For instance, Russia has an interest in ending oil and gas production in America because their entire economy is dependent on Russian dominance in the oil market. What Lance Gooden is talking about here is very wise. If I was China, what groups would I want to support in America? If I was sitting on a couple billion Chinese Communist Party dollars, who would I support? Would I support conservative groups that want a strong America? Or would I support Black Lives Matter or BLM Incorporated or the Sierra Club that wants to end all energy independence? Just looking at things geopolitically, what country do you think wants fracking to end? Of course Russia does. Of course Iran does. Of course China does. They want American energy independence to end. What groups are advocating for American energy independence to end? Well, according to Lance Gooden, the Sierra Club, which is an environmental organization in the United States with over 750,000 members. Remember, the Sierra Club and the idea of the environment is a massive focus of the theological belief of the American left. They say on the front page of their website this: the end of oil is near. That's a nice opening shot. The Sierra Club, on the top of their website, says, "Fight back, help protect Earth resources from the Trump administration." The Sierra Club has a very sophisticated, expensive website. You go to donate, and they ask for donations, and they say all their donors are anonymous, which they're afforded to under IRS tax code, something that I know quite well. And they argue here that they say, and I quote, "We need to end oil." Since 1892, the Sierra Club brags that they have ended and retired 300 coal plants. The Sierra Club advocates on their website right here that they want all fossil fuels to be destroyed. I don't know the evidence that Lance Gooden has, and I'm very careful to make accusations without the evidence in front of me. But what Lance Gooden's the one making the accusation, Congressman Gooden from Texas. And he argues that if you wanted to get rid of oil and natural gas as the Chinese Communist Party, why wouldn't you fund the green groups? He says he has evidence to suggest that. And it makes perfect sense. Thanks to President Donald Trump, America is energy independent. Thanks to President Donald Trump, we are net exporting energy for the first time in our country's history. Environmentalists and enemies of America make perfect partners in the demolition of American energy. Look, if you're hungry right now, I got a solution for you. Let me tell you about Good Ranchers. They got the best meat in the country because Good Ranchers began with the standard of bringing top quality 100% American-born, raised-at-harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, American values. Maybe you're a college student and you're tired of just eating the endless piles of garbage they feed you. Maybe you're a single mother and you just want to be able to feed your kids good protein. Or maybe you're a father with an obligation to put food on the table. Well, why don't you put meat on the table from goodranchers.com? You get 100% American-raised beef right to your door. Beef the way it used to be. I'm a big beef fan. I love meat. It's very important that you have good meat, and that's what Good Ranchers is all about. GoodRanchers.com is 100% American beef, chicken, and more, and you can support American farmers who support the American economy. Don't waste your money on cheap cuts or the overseas stuff. Come on, buy American, everybody. Get the good cuts your family deserves at GoodRanchers.com. They deliver your favorite meats right to your door and use the promo code CHARLIE, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com right now. Use the promo code CHARLIE. Save $20 for a limited time only. GoodRanchers.com, promo code CHARLIE. I am so thankful that the Founding Fathers created a decentralized form of government. Checks and balances not allowing autocratic, power-hungry fools from assuming too much power. That is, of course, the exception in the state of California, where a power-hungry, autocratic fool by the name of Gavin Newsom is the governor. Gavin Newsom tweeted out from the office of the governor of California at CA Governor, going out to eat with members of your household this weekend? Don't forget to keep your mask on in between bites. Do your part to keep those around you healthy, slow the spread. So there's so much wrong with this. First of all, what incredible micromanaging of tyrannical behavior. But secondly, going out to eat with members of your household. Wait a second. They're members of your household. So they're obviously exposed to you. So why would you need to mask yourself if you believed that masks were effective around members of your household? So let me get this straight. You're going to drive in a car to the restaurant with people you live with. So you're obviously all exposed to the same thing. But the moment that you must mask yourself is in between bites. This virus is such a unique virus, according to Gavin Newsom, that it will not spread while you're eating. While you're actually putting something in your mouth, there's no viral spread. But as soon as the food goes in your mouth, the mask must come up. So you must perfect the spoon soup swoop into your mouth and then the mask go up. You must do it in all one action. That's what eating in the Chinese coronavirus era under Gavin Newsom looks like. And this is not just California. We are seeing more and more of these edicts come down. Now, mind you, Gavin Newsom just a couple days ago also said that touching your mask can help slow the spread. How am I supposed to eat at a restaurant and eat without touching my mask? How does that one work, Gavin Newsom? So according to Gavin Newsom, the only way to possibly do this is to either A, go buy a hazmat suit, or B, you take a bite, you go to the restroom, wash your hands, come back, put the mask on. It's the only way. Do you understand how dangerous it is to give this much power to a small group of people? This is why liberty requires trust. Mike Pence said this in the debate last evening. He says, we trust people, therefore we want to protect their liberty. And a very obvious example of this is when you don't trust people, you take away their liberty. That's why you take liberty away from children when they misbehave. That's why you take liberty away from prisoners when they go to jail. Liberty is protected towards people that are trustworthy. People that are trustworthy have higher degrees of liberty than people that are not trustworthy. This is why we wait to give people firearms. This is why we have driver's licenses for 16-year-olds, not 6-year-olds. The idea of freedom is directly linked to trust. Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, Bill de Blasio, and Governor Cuomo do not trust their citizens to make informed choices. In fact, they're inherently distrustful of the populations that they govern and they oversee. And they believe that they know better. The left commonly says, well, we need to trust the science. What happens when certain scientists disagree? They don't trust the science. They trust scientists that they like. They trust scientists that confirm their political agenda of theirs. Gavin Newsom saying you must put your mask on in between bites is just the latest iteration of a pathological power grab from a Democrat power structure that wants to micromanage your entire life. There is no evidence, scientific data, according to Heather McDonald and the City Journal, between countries that shut down their country completely and countries that didn't. None. There's no data to show that countries that overly masked themselves did better than countries that masked themselves. This is according to Heather McDonald and the City Journal. If you got a problem with it, take it up with her. The question is this. Does liberty matter? Is it possible that people are going to do stupid and dumb and foolish things? And the answer is, of course. The next question then should be, do you take away people's liberty and freedom because of that? Do you then all of a sudden start to restrict people's agency to make choices? If you guys want to support our podcast, you guys can type in the Charlie Kirk Show podcast to your podcast provider and hit subscribe for all the latest breaking news and take on the news. Go to charliekirk.com. That's charliekirk.com. Make sure to check out Turning Point USA, nationwide student movement fighting for freedom on campuses across the country, tpusa.com. Again, check out charliekirk.com. It's been fun, everybody. See you tomorrow.